stuff at the Rainbow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really are. I was going to mention, too, above the seven major chakras, we have at least two more that most of us aren't aware of, but some people really can tap into that, and that's the Brahman and the Atman chakras. I mean, the Atman and the Brahman. I got them backwards. And let's see. While I'm talking about light-focused multidimensionally, I'll briefly mention about the aura. Your physical aura is that which surrounds the body immediately, and that's like 12 to 18 inches around the body. And then beyond that, you have the emotional aura, then the mental aura, and then the spiritual aura. So all of that is with you all the time. And that's another way to look at yourself as being much more than just your physical body. And that light is flowing into you all the time from your higher levels. Does anybody have any questions at this point? I've given you an awful lot if you don't know anything about this stuff.
I have one question.
Sure.
When you have that sphere of light going through you, mm-hmm. does that help?
Yes, it can. Very definitely. It's a way of balancing. And you can just, by your intent, affirm that as the light passes through each of the chakras are open and flowing correctly. You can just affirm that.
And the class is another class is techniques. Mm. That's a class totally on the seventh your centers of consciousness and opening them up, and then a group of techniques you can sit and do every day. And so how long is that class?
12 weeks.
12 weeks, and it's a wonderful class. And as far as shifting consciousness mm-hmm. and really becoming aware of yourself.
Well, that's about all I had tonight. I want to leave some time. We've got about 15 minutes left. If anybody wants to share anything, we'll try to leave some time each week for questions or sharing or anything that you might be interested in doing as a class. And one thing I thought I might suggest, we have two members of this class who can't be with us tonight because they're in Mexico City. And I thought it'd be a really wonderful thing to have an energy circle tonight and to ground and then send love and light to those two women in Mexico City, that they are protected, safe, and in their right place, wherever that is for them, and that they'll be here in class with us soon, if that's what the universe intends for them. So we can do that. And if anyone that you know of needs healing or you have a particular need, that's another thing we can do as a group, is send energy to each other. And if someone comes to mind that's in the class during this week, you might just send love and light to them. Sometimes that's just a way of your heart bringing that person to you or that person reaching out to you. And it's a really nice thing to do, to just wrap them in light and love if they come into mind during the week. So does anybody have any questions or anything that you'd like to share?
Sonia's okay.
Oh, good. All right. Where was she?
Club Med.
Okay.
In their own right.
Oh, that's wonderful. There, see, we got instant feedback. Oops.
Do they have a mailing list at Mustard Seed?
Yes. To receive our messenger, which I have somewhere, you're welcome to look at this. Oh, yeah, Claudia's got it tonight while you're here. If you want to receive the messenger, they do have a membership fee that allows you to get it regularly. It comes out 4 times a year. Plus all the other announcements and stuff. But you're welcome to go in and pick up a copy, or they'll usually mail you a complimentary copy at least one time.
About the shield
mm-hmm.
that you were practicing, when I talked to you on the phone and I mentioned how we had something stolen from our house.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know what exactly you said, but you evoked something in my mind about protective light and
mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that.
The next morning, I didn't think of anything. Just the next morning, it just came to me and I decided to do this. I lit a candle and I walked around the outside of our house.
Wonderful.
And I walked around the inside walls of our house, and especially the area where the stolen property was. And in each room, I thought different thoughts, and it's like, got that shield up.
All right. That's great, Melissa.
It made me feel really good.
Well, and what you're doing, too, is you're invoking your own guidance. And every place that you live in, you begin to create an energy. You know, when you live in a particular place, you create an energy in that building. And there are beings who are attracted to that, who will support and protect and help you. And so that's what you're doing. It's like invoking your own guidance and asking for their protection.
Okay.
That was perfect. I should mention that, too. I don't know if everyone's aware of it, but we all have guides with us, or guidance, or with us to support and help us. And they do that in very creative ways. Could be through dreams, or through a thought that pops in, or insight that you didn't think you had, or somebody might say just the right thing, or something on the TV will key something. Whatever way they can use to reach you on a conscious level and assist you when you've asked for it, they will use that method to reach you. And it's very loving and supportive, so you can always call on your own loving guidance to assist you when you've got a problem to figure out, or you're in fear, or whatever it might be. So I highly encourage you to ask, because they're just waiting and willing to help you, whatever it might be that you need. Anything else?
How do you see auras? Some people see them, and I was wondering that too.
Aha!
I must have said it, well. So was I, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah. I saw one once, but I've never seen it again on anyone else ever. Mm-hmm. And once, and I don't know why.
Well,
I saw it
that's
on
interesting.
Him.
A way to do that again is just by your intent. If that's something that's going to open up for you and you are ready to trust that, just by your intent, you can begin to say, I'm ready to let that happen, and it may happen. Now, I might say, too, that the psychic is like a signpost along our path to transformational growth. It's not really an end in itself. It shouldn't be. A lot of people get sidetracked into it and get stuck there. But it can be a wonderfully expansive way of looking at life. And you're really just going to use more of your senses. We have, I think, 32 inner senses that very few of us ever tap into. And when you begin to relax into yourself and love yourself and trust, that part of you may begin to open up and you may begin to have that ability. And there are techniques that you can use to begin to see auras. You can practice. You know, there are certain things you can do.
May I say something?
Sure.
We're operating on a lot more levels than we're aware of. It's like for some reason we're focused here. We're focused so intently on, you know, all these things like career and stuff that we're not focused beyond. And we're not even aware of how much we actually know. And there was like an experiment done where they were trying to find, they had some talented people and they were psychic. And then they tried to find some not psychic people who do the same experiment. Only they couldn't find anyone who couldn't do it. Because we all can do it. And it's the same thing with, like, I couldn't see Laura. And so we were doing the process and it was a healing class and we were supposed to be a person laying there and the instructor said, well, now draw their aura. And it's really frustrating. And you feel like there's a right and a wrong and you can fail, pass or fail. And so I remembered something she'd said in another class, which was get really playful and just, okay, I just said, okay, I know I don't know anything. I know I can't see it, but I just tuned into the box of the colors. I didn't even look at the woman on the table. I had this funny little stick figure on this piece of paper. And I just started picking out pretty colors and coloring them, just abstract and trying to just get as far away from there. Wrong, it just doesn't matter. I had it right. You know? And it's like when you give yourself permission that at some level we all know everything. We just have to be really focused right here. And as soon as you start getting softer and not so focused here, you realize you know so much. And it's always there for you. But if just you weren't tuned, you know, I wasn't consciously tuned in on that level, I'm consciously, I must say, I cannot see that woman. But on some level, I know what she looks like. I know what's happening. So it doesn't matter. You know, we all have it. It's not special.
It's real true. We all have it. Your auric field in the human body is like a tremendous receiving set. And like Rose said, when you begin to give yourself permission and tune your receiver a little higher, you can begin to receive things that we tend to attribute to only certain people. And I know when that first started happening to me, it was real wonderful, and then it got real scary, and then I couldn't turn it off for a while, you know. And so it's a process of trusting, giving yourself permission, loving yourself and the universe enough, and
being grateful.
Yeah.
No, don't get into right and wrong and start comparing. And also to limit and label things. Because a lot of times we'll perceive something and you'll be right. But you'll say, you know, oh, I know what it is, it's a this. And you were right in shape and size, like you've seen something. But if you label it, sometimes you limit it. So just stick with whatever you got and say, well, I got this, but it is what it is. Be playful and don't worry about right and wrong. It's real important.
Yeah, oftentimes your mental, you've probably had that experience more than once, but your mind will go, oh, no, you didn't. You imagined that. You made that up.
Made it up.
Yeah.
Make it up. That's really
You really have to
I
learn.
I would ask the person next to me. I just there a light behind you?
You just have to learn to put your mind aside. It's a wonderful servant. It will do anything you ask of it. But it will also, it loves to compartmentalize or categorize things and put things in boxes, you know, and figure it out. So you kind of have to tell it to just hush or set it aside, tell it to stop and shift that energy to a higher level.
Do you see this in kids more than adults? Or it sounds like something that kids do by nature because they haven't been told that it's not okay. And adults, oh, no, you can't do that, so, oh, well, I won't.
That's a good
and your
point.
Mind would trick you saying, well, no, you can't do that, so you don't let yourself go.
That's right.
But kids, la-di-da, they don't know anything.
I was a child that had a lot of experience as a young person, and I had parents who denied all my experiences. So being an adult, I was real sensitive to that. And when my children came along and others who saw angels, or saw things in their room, or I came in at night and they'd say, oh, Mom, you have all these wonderful colors around you. I would just say, yes. Sometimes I could see it. It's real hard to see my own aura. I haven't got much problem seeing others, but to see mine is difficult. And they've grown up with a much more accepting, exciting perception of the world, I think. I had to grow back into that when I was in my 20s because I'd stuffed it all for so many years. And then when I realized really there were some wonderful things that had happened, to begin to take those out again and let them happen, it took me some years.
I guess you have to unlearn all that stuff.
You have to unlearn the fear. You have to take the mind and retrain it. It's real true. So children are just naturally open most of the time. Yes.
My daughter, I did this, and it's sort of interesting hearing your part. Okay, she would, we'd be somewhere, and she said, Mom, I've been here before,
Mm-hmm.
And this just happened and happened and happened and happened until she was about 12 or 13. In growing up, all of this is something to learn and something to wonder about. So I don't feel that at home she was squelched, but I think they also put their own little squelch on.
Yes.
When they start dating and going out with the other kids and they don't want to be weird or say weird things and so forth. So I think part of it, certainly the family can encourage or discourage it, but I think also each little being does their own turning it on and off.
Very definitely true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I've taught my children is that the belief structure that we have here at home is not the one the world has, generally speaking, and you'll need to become sensitive, to which friends you can share this stuff with.
You don't need to get up on
the
soapbox.
Exactly.
And
still have respect for everyone else's belief system. Yeah. True. One thing I meant to mention early in the class tonight and I forgot is there are three things that we talk about at the foundation and you'll probably hear me talk about in the class throughout the 6 weeks. And the first is make no judgments. The second is make no comparisons. And the third is begin to give up your need to know and understand. Those three things will probably help you more than anything else to really expand your consciousness. And just allow you to become more of who you were meant to be when you came into this world. So they're real important, and you'll probably hear me saying them until they're emblazoned on your mind. So, I'm going to put on some coffee, and let's see if I can turn.